helping the planet with clothing and paint. New developments in environmentally friendly stretch fabric and building surfaces. Protein-inspired fabric. Stretch fabrics are notoriously hard to process. When your old leggings wear out, they will probably end up in a landfill, even if you try to drop them off for recycling. There's a reason why billions of pounds of textiles end up in landfills, says Gangadhar Jogikalmath, co-founder and chief technology officer of the startup Return to Vendor. When we dial it down to the microscopic scale, it's because everything we wear has blends of yarn put together. Nylon blended with spandex, wool with nylon, cotton, polyester. Any fabric blend is hard to disassemble, and stretch fabric is especially challenging. You can't shred it, Jogikalmath says. The spandex melts at a lower temperature, gums up the recycling machinery, and your recycling system suffers. The startup has spent the last 4 years designing fabric that uses a single material, nylon, and transforms it so that a material with fibers that normally wouldn't stretch suddenly can. Since it's a monomaterial, it can easily be recycled and turned into new fabric for new clothing.
The science behind the stretch.
Jogikalmath, who started his career as a protein chemist, took inspiration from the way that proteins are structured. Normally, nylon has tight hydrogen bonds that make the material stiff and resistant to stretching. Using a protein-inspired approach, the startup reformulated the structure so that the molecules can slide past each other under stress and then spring back when the stress is released. With the use of the startup's chemistry, the material can be made in any mill that makes nylon yarn, not just those that specialize in stretch. After the yarn is produced, it can be made into fabric without adding any new machinery or process changes. The material is made from recycled nylon, turning old fishing nets or carpet into new fiber, and is already at cost parity with virgin nylon. But the cost will keep going down the more it's recycled. As brands collect their old clothing for recycling, the next generation feedstock will cost even less.